Herzlich willkommen, liebe Beachvolleyballwelt, zu dieser Episode Maximum exklusiv. Das israelische Nationalteam Ohana Elazar durfte nicht nach Katar einreisen zum kommenden Challenger-Event, das diese Woche dort startet. Laut Elazar und Ohana ist der Grund für die nicht erlaubte Einreise völlig vorgeschoben, kein Einzelfall und auch in anderen Sportarten gang und gäbe. Allerdings sind die Verbände in anderen Sportarten deutlich aktiver und verhelfen ihren Athletinnen und Athleten meistens dazu, dass die Einreise in Staaten mit politischen Spannungen zu Israel ermöglicht wird. Das hat die FIVB hier nicht geschafft. Wie das alles vorgefallen ist, was die letzten Jahre auch schon passiert ist, das erzählen uns jetzt die beiden Athleten selbst hier im Podcast. Selbstverständlich hat dieses Interview auf Englisch stattgefunden. In diesem Sinne viel Spaß mit der Episode.
Maximum exklusiv.
So, I am here with the Israeli national team right now. Welcome, you guys. Hello, how are you?
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you, Max. Thank you for having us.
Maybe before we start to talk about what has happened to you guys this year and maybe the years before, we can start with a little introduction of yourselves so we know who we're talking to. Maybe Nati, you can start by telling us who you are and what you do.
So I'm Nati Ohana. I'm a professional beach volleyball player for 9 years now, trying to make my way, you know, in the tour. Switched a lot of partners. Now started the last summer. I started a new partnership with Elon, and the partnership is going pretty well. And that's it. I mean, mostly yeah. I do beach volleyball.
Okay, maybe Elon, you can take over.
Yes, Elon Elazar, 21 years old. Play for 4 years almost, pro beach volleyball player. That's it.
And maybe you can tell us also what kind of tournament you played before. Like what was the, I saw you played two futures this year, but yeah.
I used to play underages until this last summer. I start to play with other partner, and in August I start to play with Nati. We do some one stars tournament. We play some four star qualifications, and now we start a new season with some futures.
And now the next four star. Or now Challenger is coming up, yeah.
Yes.
to tell mm-hmm. it right. Yeah, it would have been in Doha in Qatar, and yeah, maybe you guys can tell us what's going on there, why you are not able to play there this year.
So the thing is, we started to ask an application. 10 days ago, probably 10 days, maybe a little more. Our manager, not us directly. We have a manager that through the Israeli Volleyball Association is responsible for all of the visa and travel requirements, boarding passes, everything. So he started like a normal process of applying for a visa to Doha when we saw we are on the qualification and we decided we are going to travel there pretty early. We were still in Thailand. We were still playing the future in Thailand. When we started the process, we saw we are going in, and we just continued on preparing normal. We even bought plane tickets, boarding passes, you know, everything. We booked hotels and we prepared we are going. On the night before, we were not informed that these things are not done yet, because I believe the Federation believed that the FIVB will somehow make the Qatari Federation let us in anyway, because the FIVB was involved in all of the process. From the beginning, we knew that if the FIVB won't be involved, we have no chance of getting the visas. Unfortunately, that's what I heard from our manager, right? I spoke with him like very specifically to tell me exactly what happened. And it turns out that the FIVB just, you know, avoided his emails. They sent him like, hey, you need to talk with this guy. No, this guy answers him. You need to talk to this guy. No, you need to talk directly to the Qatari Federation. And the Qatari Federation is not responding for 10 days straight. Every day he's sending an email. Hey, what's up? We are the Israeli national team. I sent you the visa, the passport numbers and pictures and everything that was required. And we got no answer from the Qatari Federation and the FIVB and the volleyball world. I don't know who is responsible now. I understood there are two different things now. They just sent us to the other guy and to the other guy, and it's not my responsibility, and I don't know what you're why you are talking to me. Everything is written there, and we go to the 101 that sent is on every tournament before the tournament, all of the specifics,
like the letter says, that you get
the letter
sent, what you got to do.
It says nothing about visa permits or anything, just about an invitation letter from the FIVB. The FIVB is responsible to make the Qatari Federation send you the invitation letter in 2 days, which they didn't. And we got stuck, you know, talking to just no one about not returning our emails. And the only ones that returned the emails not really helped the FIVB.
And so ultimately now the request got denied, or what happened now in the end, really?
The thing is, we got in the situation, so we know they won't deny completely. Because if it was like based on like the timetable, okay, listen, guys, you have 14 days, you sent 12 days before, you are not getting the visa. You need to know that next time, send on time. They're just ignoring the request. We still didn't get denied for the visa. We just didn't get any answer. Still, it's over. Our flight was this morning, and we won't buy another ticket, even if we got the visa, which we won't. But the thing is to ignore it and to stall time, you know, and until it's too late, and it happened every year. And when the FIVB gets in the picture, if we, you know, sent letters and stuff to the head of the FIVB and delegation and everything, then they reply, listen, we talked to the Qatari Federation, it's too late, you remembered like 2 days before the flight, which we didn't, but no one is taking care of our application in the time we were sending it. So it's every year getting to this point.
And now in the end of this process, we're going to talk about the last years in a moment, but at the end of this process, after you like went public, or there was an article, I think, published in an online site, an Israeli one, did you get any more help or anyone trying to help you with that?
Yeah, we got more help than we expected. First of all, you know, people like you, beach volleyball, people like a community from the world, suddenly hearing about it for the first time, and a lot of players sent me, it's not right, like supporting messages, and some really sent helpful stuff, like the email of the players director of the IOC, like Someone sent me, it's a clear violation of the Olympic charter that the FIVB is committed to. It's the access to sport, it's like for everyone. And if you get denied from this access, it's like a violation of human rights. And emails and stuff like this, and people like you that are helping us to tell what is really going on. I mean, because it's not going on just in beach volleyball. That's the thing. It's happening in judo and in swimming and badminton. And this, like 2 weeks ago, it happened with Malaysia and and the world championship in Malaysia, I think badminton or table tennis or something. They didn't want to let Israelis in because they're of the same political, you know, arguments. And the thing is, we feel like the FIVB should take more responsibility, because the only thing that gets, we are the only athletes from all of these sports, we are the only Israeli athletes that was eventually denied from the entrance. Because their associations, like FINA for the swimming and the IJF for the judo, the International Judo Federation, steps in to the situation and he says, okay, you don't let the Israelis participate. We understand you have conflicts and political disagreements, but you don't let the Israeli athletes compete. We cancel the event and we don't let you host it anymore. But the FIVB is, we feel like it's quietly, you know, looking away, because I mean, it may be going to sound really harsh and really, you know, like I'm putting a, like I'm dropping a bomb, but we feel just, you know, they're picking the strong side. We are like a pretty anonymous team. Just starting our way together, playing qualification. They are a big, wealthy organization that organizes every year the tournament, and they have the number one or number two seeds in the world now. And it's just, you know, the smart pick for them not to go against this organization, because we feel like it's completely political.
But you say in other sports, other federations, they have managed to react. They have like strong armed the organizer of the tournament, and eventually always the Israeli athletes were let in.
That's what we felt like the FIVB should do. That's the only way that we could enter Qatar in the future, or countries that are hosting beach volleyball events like with the same situation with Israel. The thing is, we can't really get visas. That's the main point. We can't really get visas like the appropriate way, because there is no diplomatic connections between Israel and Qatar. So we don't have a Qatari embassy in Israel that we can, you know, put the passport and wait like 3-4 days, or an ambassador to call if something happens. No political, no diplomatic connections. And the only way we Israeli athletes could enter these countries is the international organization. We have the FIVB, like I said, the swimmers have FINA, the IJF, and those organizations, they fight for the Israeli athletes. They fight for the equality, and they're not letting these countries and federations exclude the Israeli athletes by completely ignoring their existence, because that's pretty much what happens. And the FIVB, for some reason, every year just ignores the situation. And we decided, like, okay, enough. We missed the event once, twice, three times. Every time it's on the same, it's the same excuse. You didn't send on time. where we would send on time the visa applications. The federations ignore, the federation ignores our requests. We don't have an embassy. We don't have anyone to go to, but the FIVB. And the FIVB is on a regular basis every year, staying silent, look the other way, let the Qatari just ignore our applications and the request for visas, and we enter the tournament every year, and every year we can compete.
So this is this has happened before. Like, how what happened in the years before?
The same. We did the same time. They said we didn't, because we have to go with security to countries like Qatar or doesn't matter for the. For the moment, it's just Qatar that we are dealing with. We don't have any other country that doesn't accept us in the World Tour right now, except for Qatar. So we have to go with security. Otherwise, we won't have the approval from the Israeli Olympic Committee and the Federation. So last year, they told us we didn't send the, like, the personal, you know, the name and passport number and everything for the security guard. We had the visas. They were willing to give us the visas, but our security guard was his things, the name and the passport number, they were sent late. We didn't get the visas, right? We didn't get any proof that they were willing to give us the visas, but that's what they said. And the year before, I think it was just before COVID, and, you know, they stole time again, and we didn't, we ended up not going, and the year before, you know, it goes on and on, and we just stopped, you know, it's just more of the same.
So it's always some technicality that they put in front why it didn't work every year it's the same.
Technicality. It's you didn't apply on time. You know, I spoke today with the previous manager, because he was the one that was dealing, like, before the last Olympic cycle in 2016, and he told us that one time in his first year in the job, he sent the Qatari Federation an application 3 months before the tournament, not 10 days or, and we didn't get the visa. I remember the time we didn't fly. I think it was the first year we were even having the situation, like the possibility to play this tournament, and we didn't get the visas, of course. And the next year he sent 6 months before, and they still, and 6 months before he said 10 application requests. Not one, because we said, okay, we have to play it like we have to take, like, you know, an extra time. And, you know, he was making, like, not a joke, but he said, okay, now they won't have the excuse we didn't send it on time. And my plan was to ask, you know, friends that were willing to help and sent us supporting messages, and like you did, published our story, and to ask them, when did you ask your visa permits from Qatar? Because we want to know when it's early enough. Because I'm pretty sure that if Canadian players or Portuguese, Italian, doesn't matter, other countries, they were, like, getting in the qualification, asking for the letter, and, you know, having this speed track, like sometimes you have when you have the invitation letter from the federation, because you have a good reason to enter the country, so they will give you the visa. We never got to a situation, no matter what's the country, that we had a tournament, even if it was really stressed, that no one was willing to help us, no matter what. Sometimes, you know, it's the, now with Qatar, it's the Ramadan holiday that takes a month, and because the one of the reasons they said they answered our letter, that they couldn't get our applications visas because it's the Ramadan holiday and we should send it before. And the Ramadan holiday started on the end of March. I really want to know if players sent visa applications after the start of the Ramadan holiday, if they had an answer. Because if not, we don't know. Maybe it really bothered them.
Yeah, maybe
but
we'll
I have a feeling
find
that
out.
Yeah.
And now the I noticed the Athletes Commission and the Players Association. They asked the FIVB what was going on, and they just got the answer that the Qataris gave the FIVB that you were like too late. Send it. I think the wording was you sent the application 10 days prior, and it should be 10 days, and you send it on a Tuesday or something. What do you say to this answer of the FIVB? And maybe should the Athletes Commission and the IBVPA, should they do more with this?
I don't think the IBVPA can do anything more because they don't have the email, exchange and anything. We sent the application 10 days before, and I'm going to tell what our manager told us, because everyone blamed him at the beginning. Why you didn't send it earlier? Okay, but like I said, we don't have a Qatari embassy. You don't have a written rule if you're an Israeli that want to get to enter Qatar. What is the process? Because it doesn't exist. The process of Israelis entering Qatar, it doesn't exist. I mean, you can Google it, but it's not a possibility for them. So it got to a point that it doesn't matter really when we are going to send the application, because there is no such thing, visa, entrance visa for Israelis. So, we thought 10 days, like we said, 10 days, we sent will be enough. I think our manager told us that he sent it on the 25th and the tournament is starting on the 5th. 10 days before the tournament starts, he sent the first email. He sent it also to FIVB and Volleyball World members that also didn't respond. And when they responded, they just removed, their responsibility. They sent to this guy and the next guy, and you should talk directly to him. And this is not my job, it's his job. And I asked from our manager the emails. I hope to have them on our conversation. But he didn't send it yet. But when he will send it, I have no problem of publishing it and make for everyone to see how many emails we sent to who and who answered and what he answered to get to this point that it's too late. It's too late because it depends when you started to count the days. If the from your first answer, from the FIVB first answer, it's too late. Or the Qatari Federation, we still didn't get any from them to this point.
Yeah, but just to be clear, they say, okay, it has to be at least 10 days, but this is not written anywhere because there, like you said so many times, there is no process. You couldn't know when it should be there or how it should work. So just to be clear, this is this technicality doesn't really exist because there is no process to
that's right.
To visa admission. Okay. Guys, thank you so much for speaking. up, speaking out, what happened here. So it hopefully never happened before, and our federation can be much more resilient and powerful with the Qatari Federation. Thank you so much. I don't know if there's anything more you want to say. Then
thank you for
now
having
is
us.
The time.
Thanks.
We just hope, you know, that this case will be the last, and for next year that we wanna participate in Qatar Challenge or whatever it tournament they will host, we'll be able to, you know, with I would say no problems, but I assume there will be, but less problems, and eventually get to go.
Very nice. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
See you next time in
Qatar
or wherever.